With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, our good friend Dave Coulier is on the hotline right now. Fuller House coming back for a fourth season.
These guys are unstoppable.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, man. Sackett and Stamos and Coulier. It's just, they are those guys that, A, are three incredibly good friends, incredibly good human beings. And I love to see good guys win in a world where it feels like you can't kill bad guys with a hammer, it feels like.
Well, and in a world where TV shows, everybody hates everybody, these dudes are real friends.
Well, and just watching this all happen again. So, Full House is a legendary, and then into syndication, and then Fuller House on Netflix, which became the most popular thing they have, which is incredible. And then, just watching their career arcs and all the, just like this, and then we're going to cut right to him. But, if you didn't know all the other stuff Coulier does, all the Muppet Baby stuff, all the different adults, I think a bunch of Adult Swim cartoon stuff.
Illinois and all that, yeah.
But listen, this other stuff, you don't even think about it.
I also got to see the brilliant Richard Pryor work for 2 months on Sunset Strip. Man. Yeah, you want to talk about a genius. He was brilliant. So I started doing an impression of him. One day I get a call from the movie studio and they said, can you come in and do a sound alike of Richard's voice and dub over all the swear words in his movie so we can release them for television syndication?
And as good of a job as I thought I did doing Richard Pryor's voice, the final movie wasn't all that believable. Because in the final movie, you hear Richard Pryor saying things like, "Oh shucks, mother father."
Born September 21st in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. He took his start doing impressions of his teachers in high school to becoming one of the most sought-after voice artists in the country. He's best known for his work as Joey on the long-running series, Full House. You've seen him on the VH1 reality series, The Surreal Life, and on America's Funniest People, and soon we'll be able to see him on season 4 of the hit Netflix series, Fuller House. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Dave Coulier.
Whatever happened to the little...
What are you doing, you handsome son of a bitch?
I am just, I'm just amazed at how much fun you're going to have this Halloween. You go cuckoo, don't you?
Oh, I love this, man. You ought to see those things. They're every bit of 30 feet, 35 feet tall. It's so much fun.
So
man.
No kids even dare come near your place, right? They just...
Oh.
It's scare the crap out of them.
2,000 kids will show up. Every year I give away 2,000 full-size candy bars.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty amazing.
It's super fun, man. There's 10 fog machines, 3 lasers, an untold amount of money and LED screens, and my buddies who have a production company come over and build it out for me. All those robots are built out of aluminum lighting girders.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fun, man. You know what?
You
get over here. Fly in on your plane.
I'm getting a new plane, but...
Nice. What are you getting?
I did an annual inspection to the old one, but it's for sale, and we're going to get something else.
You going to get a Cirrus?
No, maybe like a Piper Malibu. It's pressurized and supercharged and, built-in oxygen, and it's just bigger, faster, higher. That's the addiction with airplanes.
Well, and this is not, by the way, most people are celebrities, and then they want to fly. You've been flying since you're, 15 years old, 20?
Yeah, my dad flew, and I'm not even making this up. My dad worked at Chrysler, and it was his best buddy flew an old Cessna 170, and his name was Dick Pencil, and I'm not even making that up. P-E-N-S-Y-L. Mr. Pencil. And so those guys would fly, and then when I was a little kid, my dad would started taking me up, and now my son flies for SkyWest Airlines.
That's right.
He's one of the youngest captains in the SkyWest fleet. So it's kind of in our blood, but I just love it. I think aviation is the coolest thing on the earth.
Absolutely. I used to, we built a powered parachute and flew it around like a two-seater.
Of course you did.
You see, we had it for a couple of years. They bet me I couldn't do it, so we built this thing, and we would take off in a field by my house, and it was a trainer. You know, this is before the Sport 103 laws came into effect, and so you could just take off, and as long as you didn't get in anybody's real airspace, you could just go fly around and not tell anybody anything. And it just had a little bitty avionics package, no fuselage. You'd steer with your feet. And, I mean, it was – we used to drink beer, fly over the landfill, and drop the cans in.
That's outstanding.
I said, you know, I got away with it for a couple of years and thought, you know what? You didn't crash. You just sell it. And I just sold it, took a little loss on it, and I'm glad to have done it. But, yeah, those things are – it's all funny till it's not funny anymore with that silliness.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I'd fly around, but I'd wear a cup. I'd definitely wear a cup flying that thing around.
I used to literally think to myself, shouldn't someone be stopping us? We'd be 1,000 feet in the air, 1,500 feet, flying over houses and over trees and rivers and highways, and just thinking, somebody, this feels illegal right now. Like it feels like I shouldn't be allowed. No, it was fun, man. It's this is what I was saying before you came on, man, is you've done so much with your life, and you've just, you know, you've always worked, and you've always just really kept your shoulder into the wind, and I love to see what's happening now, man. You just, it's such a great run for you guys.
Thanks. It's, you know, nobody appreciates it more than the entire cast and crew. I mean, we have to pinch ourselves every week we get to do this show again. And I started directing some of the shows this year, so that's been a whole new challenge and a blast. And they're going to release season 4 sometime, I believe, in December, but I can't. They're not going to tell us a definite date yet. We're hopefully looking at season 5 starting up sometime next year.
Did you guys ever? Tell me this. Did you ever have a year or two when you were worried that you'd been typecast as this character from Full House and that you would never get out from underneath it? And because, you know, work is like anything else. It comes and goes. It ebbs and flows. Sometimes you're busier than others.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the case. But, you know, that's in everybody else's head, which is fine. I just never let that get into my head. You know, I just kept working and going from one cartoon series to the next and one job to the next and just kind of enjoyed life. You know, I'm not really a worrier. I don't, you know, it's kind of like, hey, that show was such a gift to begin with and to have it circle around again. I mean, they should have called the show Full Circle because that's really what we've done.
We're
having so much fun with it. It's a blast.
I never saw it in you. And that's why I asked it, because I was thinking back going, I never saw Dave. A lot of guys will shy away or they won't want to talk about something that was so big in their career. And for whatever reason, and I was just thinking, I've never seen you shy away. You've always been a happy, open, very honest, sweet guy. And I've never seen anything but that side of you.
Well, you know, I didn't come from very much. You know, my dad worked at Chrysler and we had 4 kids and my dad worked his tail off to put us through private schools. And I was just, you know, I'm grateful for any good luck that comes my way, you know? And so I guess that's just my approach to life. You know,
it's the secret.
Man, you're the luckiest guy in the world. Just be happy about it.
Dude, that is without a doubt the secret. If you want to be happy, you've got to be grateful. And if you can be grateful and look around and not worry about the things you don't have, because there will always be somebody with more money who's better looking, a bigger penis, whatever, you know? It's always going to be that way.
Oh, I don't find that to be the case.
But, you know, but you know, when you look around you and you see guys who've got so much and they're miserable, miserable twats.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's terrible. Yeah. You go, man, look around you. You're healthy. People love you. God forbid. And then when I see somebody who's a celebrity get upset about an autograph or a photograph, I'm like, man, if somebody goes to work to the guy at Home Depot today and just stops him and goes, I just want to tell you, I really like what you do. It really makes me happy. I mean, think how good that guy's going to feel. So why does it not apply to everybody?
Yeah, you know, it only, Gordie Howe was a dear friend of mine. He's a Hall of Fame hockey player for those who don't recognize his name, but he played for the Detroit Red Wings. And I met him as a kid, and he never turned anyone away, you know. And then later in life, we started playing. We became friends, and we started playing in charity hockey games together. And he goes, Dave, just remember, no matter who approaches you, it only takes you about 30 seconds to make their whole day. And you don't know, you know, what's on their side of the ledger. They could have lost their mom that day. They
right.
could have lost their job. They could have had some really bad luck happen to them. And all it takes is 30 seconds. And I watched him time after time just always give people their moment, you know. And I never forgot that. And I just always saw how grateful he was for his life. And that just, you know, I hope some of that rubbed off on me, you know.
Yeah, no, it definitely did. And I'll tell you, it's funny because after being friends for so many years, you're one of the few guys in this world that if somebody were to say something negative about you, I believe I would get actually angry and confront somebody. You know, a lot of times you'll be like, maybe that is true. But with you, it's one of those things like if somebody were like, oh, no, he was an a-hole, I'd be like, you know what? You're a liar. You know what? In fact, come over here. It's because you really do.
Well,
and you and Bob's the same way. Bob Saget, I got to tell you, I think I can't tell you how much I love being friends with him and what a kind and good person he is.
Yeah, yeah. I've known Bob since I was 17.
Crazy.
We were buddies before Full House, you know, and we still kind of marvel at that. Like, how did we ever end up, you know, on this family sitcom, bonded together forever, you know? It's yeah, Bob's getting married.
I know.
You get married on Sunday.
And she's beautiful, and she's cool.
She's beautiful, and I promised John Stamos that I would blow a loud hand fart at some point during the ceremony.
Well, you know you are. You know you will.
Oh, of course.
U.S. Listen.
And Bob's just going to go, Dave, you're a dick.
Fourth season, you guys, and then you get to back in there, Fuller House, fourth season. Man, I hope it goes forever. You know, it's I don't think you'll ever stop doing stand-up. I think it's your blood and do you still have your father? Is he passed?
No, my dad just turned 88 in September.
God, it's so great.
I still pull his finger and.
But he's
really funny, and you know he's this guy. He's just this guy who's just happy, you know, and then. For like 23 and a half hours every day, he's super happy. But if you catch him on that half hour where he's not, you're like, who the heck is this guy?
Right.
He just lets it rip. He's just like, ah, you believe all this crap in the world?
Well, you know, that's that. He worked his ass off so long. He's got to be so proud of you, Dave. And it's got to feel good because I'm sure you've done some incredible things for him. And just to see your son. Do so well, become such an icon, and to see him fly in his airplane, and his grandson is a pilot for that. I mean, he's got to be filled with happiness just because it came from him. Like he taught you, he gave you all the skills.
Well, I love him. He, you know, he was a great example to all of us kids because he worked at Chrysler, and every one of us went to private schools, and we just think, Dad, how the heck did you do it?
Yeah.
I played travel hockey, which isn't cheap, you know? And he just said, I just did it, Dave, that's all. We just didn't think about it. We just did it, and we made do, and sure, we had a lot of meatloaf, but we did it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
I didn't know that meatloaf and fried bologna sandwiches was a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, no, I learned at an early age that microwave turns bologna into a bowl.
Or a yarmulke.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, bologna bowls were popular at my house. So was Spam and Oh, yeah, no, there was everybody who's been there knows that you know, whole milk turns into 2% milk with a little bit of water. So, listen, man, I know.
I had my share of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, sure. That's for sure.
Well, listen, man, I always love catching up with you. Everybody, don't forget, fourth season of Fuller House coming to Netflix soon. More importantly, Coulier, you need to get on the road and come to Kansas City.
I'd love to. I love it there.
The Improv, man.
I always have a great time. I'm not really playing in clubs anymore. I play a lot of colleges and a couple of Vegas showrooms in Vegas, but I'm no longer doing clubs. But I'd love to come and play. You know, a couple of the colleges there. That's
sure,
class.
Sure,
I'm
man.
I'm at. University of Colorado Pueblo next week, and then I go to Tulane down in Mississippi or New Orleans, and then I go to Arizona State, and then that's going to kind of wrap it up for the year for me. But I moved to Arizona. I don't know if I told you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you were telling me about it. It's beautiful, man. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got elk running around in the backyard, and it's a pretty special place up here.
And the last thing, and I'm sure you've already talked about this, but a three-man show with Stamos and Saget and yourself doing a tour of theaters.
I told those two, I said, hey, the three of us should do this, you know? The time is right now. All I get is, I don't want to do that.
No, stand up.
You got to put all, you know. John, you'll MC. I'll come out and do, you know, my stand-up. Bob will come out and do his filthy stand-up, and then we'll all play some music together and take questions.
It would be incredible. I think you'd sell out every single night.
I don't know, but I'm trying to talk those guys into it, and they're just not biting.
Well,
whatever happened to you?
We'll just keep working on them.
The milkman, the paper boy.
All right, listen. I love you, man. It's always good to hear your voice. And again, I'm just so proud for you.
Well, thank you. I hope I get to see you soon.
I do too, man. All right, take care, my friend.
All right, you too, Johnny.
The great Dave Coulier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.